Numerous guests were still taking in the close-up view of Niagara Falls on Wednesday, while nearby, tourists were shuffling through the Niagara USA Visitor Center. An attendant pointed out that although busy, it wasn't nearly as hectic as it was during the summer season. Tourism officials say the Visitor Center assisted a record number of guests this summer, more than 130,000, a 16% increase from the previous summer. Local elected officials hail the news, but are now concerned about keeping a growing hotel inventory occupied from now until next Memorial Day.
We do a real great job between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Those hotels are full. People are coming. It's a machine that sort of kind of turns itself on. It's the rest of the year.
State Senator Robert Ort made those remarks while speaking at the Aquarium of Niagara, a year-round attraction that Mayor Paul Dyster says could soon be joined by other venues that will give guests something to do beyond the summer months.
Our hope is to complete the development agreement for the Wonder Falls project in the former Rainbow Mall. That has a variety of attraction elements, including a water park of some sort, a Daredevil attraction, Family Fun Center, and so on.
And yes, they've taken notice on the American side of that zip line that drew visitors to the Canadian side this year. Dyster suggests this side is capable of developing outdoor activities that will be more environmentally sensitive, yet still attractive to guests. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.